Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hi, everybody. We welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio today. A pretty fascinating discussion with someone who works with dentists. She's a dental coach and a consultant. And believe me, there is plenty of room for dentists to be interested in assisting them with someone like our guest, whose name is Pauline Gruet. Pauline's based in Howden in Manitoba in Canada, but what she does, it connects with every dentist wherever they might be. You know, a lot of people are afraid to go to the dentist. They're afraid of pain. They have a fear of needles. They dread going to the dentist, and it's really not necessary at all now. But anyway, that is why it's especially critical that a dentist maintain a professional, cheery, and a competent practice. For example, as soon as a client walks into the office, it's essential everything is immaculately clean and sterilized, including all of the equipment that the dentist works with, and that would mean the operatory chairs, the x-ray machines, faucets, floors, and walls, I mean everything. The staff ought to be friendly, caring, clean-cut demeanor at all times, making sure everything runs just like clockwork. However, considering how focused a dentist needs to be with his dental duties, it is often extremely challenging for them to be able to manage everything effectively. And that's why having a highly experienced dental consultant like our guest is one of the best ways to make sure that their office is in tip-top shape. Pauline is a highly sought-after dental consultant. She's the founder and the CEO of Guided Journal Coaching, which, again, as I pointed out, is headquartered in Howden, Manitoba, in Canada. And Pauline points out through her coaching and consulting work, she assists dentists as well as entrepreneurs to find the most optimal strategies to help their businesses survive. In dental school, she points out, dentists are not taught the business side of dentistry. That's why they may incessantly struggle to effectively run an office. In her experience, building a high-powered dental team requires strong leadership, and if the dentist is not equipped to train his own staff, this could not only bring the morale of the office down, but it would decrease productivity. But when a dentist is not distracted by drama or what to do if an employee calls sick, they can rely instead on their staff to take care of all of the day-to-day operations and focus on what they love, which is dentistry. Anyway, what makes Pauline's coaching so effective, and as an objective partner with her dentist, she has a realistic, holistic approach. She skillfully provides the much-needed mentoring and clarity that expertly takes her clients to the next level, empowers them to be the best version of themselves, both personally and professionally. So we're going to talk with Pauline now about how she helps dentists and why so many dentists literally don't have the technique to effectively run everything in an office. They need powerful people working with them. And obviously that's where Pauline comes into play. We're going to bring her on the line now. It's really a delight to have her. We rarely talk to someone who does this kind of work, and it's something that it's great to hear about this because most of us don't know what goes on behind the scenes of a dental office. So, Pauline, welcome. Nice to have you here. How are you today? Welcome.
I'm awesome. Thanks so much for that wonderful introduction, Doug.
Well, listen, you know, it's interesting. I said hi to you about 3 minutes ago before we went on the air. Tell me again. I said I want to test the line. Tell me what the weather's like outside. So let's let everybody know, even those who are living in Florida and California, and elsewhere else, what it's like where you are in Manitoba this morning. What's it like outside?
Well, I'm located just south of Winnipeg, actually. It's literally 5 minutes from Winnipeg. And okay. So it's just a really nice light breeze. It's sunny out, a little bit cloudy, but we have permanent snow on the ground for sure. We got about 6 inches over the weekend. And, yeah, but it's a nice day.
And it's snowing lightly right now, and the temperature is?
Yeah. Minus five.
Minus
the
five.
Conversion.
Yes, cold, 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 cold. All right, listen, you're involved in a very interesting aspect of the coaching and consulting work. Tell me, how did you get into this aspect of it where you focus heavily on working with dentists? Talk to me about that.
Well, I was a dental assistant for 22 years. And
there you
I
go.
Actually, yeah, well, exactly. So I worked in the back clinically, but I helped to run the office for, oh my gosh, about 10 years for sure. And in that time, I just really saw the need and I felt the shift of, you know, between patients and all of the staff members, whether you're the dentist, the hygienist, the admin, the assistant, whoever you are, a great need for more direction. And I just find that many people, even though they may be aware, just like I was aware that something different had to be done, but I wasn't sure how or when or what that looked like. And during COVID, I became a licensed CBT practitioner and a life coach. And talking to some colleagues, I got into the consulting racket. And it's been awesome. I absolutely love it.
It's not a racket.
it's a very good business,
you know.
Oh, no, it is. Yeah, well, I didn't mean that, like, negatively. I just mean that there's so many aspects of it. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But you mm-hmm. I know you focus, you do coaching with individuals as well, but working with dentists is one of your specialties. And mm-hmm. we really want to focus on that today because most people don't consider, you know, they don't consider doctors as someone who would need coaching or a consultant to work with them. But it's true, as you pointed out, dentists and doctors, they all go through medical school or dental school, whatever it is. But they're never taught the business aspects of running a medical practice or a dental practice. And that's why something like what you do is so helpful. So let's look at this. You worked for dentists for 20 years. What kind of things do you help dentists with that you think they really need help with? What kind of things?
Well, ultimately, when you walk into the dental office, like the things, basically you want the environment to be relaxing. So if you have staff members who are running around, like all over the place frantically, that does not help with stress levels. And it does not help with everybody because it's a domino effect. So I help them decrease, you know, any kind of anxiety that might be in the office. And as you stated earlier, nobody likes going to the dentist. So that's a really high priority. Allowing people to know that it's okay, you know, to be in a position where the dentist is going to be doing their best job. So I really encourage them to focus on their dentistry. So I'd be helping them with the overall environment of the office. I help them, and then clinically, each office is independent, of course. And
right.
So each position as well might have their own things that they need help with. So if it's doing like an inventory protocols or revamping the whole office, or maybe admin just bringing in more consistent patients so that we have that flow that becomes more loyal patients that you want in your dental practice. Overall, everything comes down to how people are feeling when they leave. And if they are feeling safe and secure and they trust the dentist and their staff, they will come back. And word of mouth is critical in especially the dental field, because you build that trust with your patients. So this is what I help them with. That's where the coaching comes in as well. The consulting comes in with, like I was saying, if they need like some kind of inventory revamping, or if it's how to run a staff meeting, if it's how to present the office in a way that makes people feel more comfortable, or does it look, you know, relaxing, or is it cold and uninviting?
Yeah.
It's one of
There's
those
so many...
things where, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. No, it's one of those things. There's so many different aspects of a dental office. And like you said as well, they're all very unique. But being in the industry for so long, I've seen all of the aspects, including from a dentist point of view. Like, of course, I'm not a dentist, but I have lots of friends who are dentists, and I understand the pressures of, you know, just coming out of school, and you have a huge, you know, possible debt of going through dentistry, and then so you're kind of concerned about just the bottom line. But I help them to see and to understand that unless you have all of these other positions and aspects in place, that bottom line doesn't matter because it's not going to happen.
Let me ask you, when a new dentist, you know, a relatively new dentist comes into the field, they're obviously not familiar with, generally, this is the case, what to go through for hiring staff, how to go about selecting who's the best for certain jobs. I would assume that's an area where you could be of big help to a dentist. Am I right?
Right. Yeah, you're right, actually, Doug. That is another area that I can help. Because lots of times you can't teach personality. So lots of times it's easier to hire a good, loyal staff member
right.
who has all the qualities you're looking for rather than, you know, trying to teach that. So it's one of the things that, you know, it's when I do any kind of recruiting, that's what I look for.
So in effect, you also work with the staff. We talk about coaching, where you can coach the dentist on certain aspects of his of running his office that he may not be familiar with. You're not coaching a dentist on how to be a dentist, but you can also coach the office staff on what's proper for them to do, how to treat patients when they come in, and how the staff should be run effectively. There's so much to learn. And, you know, a lot of people come in to work for a dentist. It's their first job. They've just gotten out of, a school that teaches them how to be a dental assistant. And there are things they can learn, too. So you work with the entire office environment, not just you know, the dentist himself or herself, as the case may be, right?
No, exactly. You're absolutely right. Especially, like, as a dental assistant, you know, you're one of the first people who greets the patient as they walk into the office, of course, besides the admin person. And so when they come into the operatory, just being aware, you know, is the patient scared? Are they nervous? Are they fidgeting a lot? And then that's something to really, you know, I can pay attention to, because then when they sit in the chair, making them feel at ease is, in my opinion, part of your job. You know, you don't want them to get in there and then just be panicky. And because dentistry is a very intimate profession kind of thing. You're in somebody's mouth.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the trust, they have them with the sharp instruments, so, you know, you want to kind of ease any kind of stresses there. So, and even just there's different things, whether it's the needles or the drill or the smells, understanding the patient and actually giving them even a minute of your time, so that they know you are taking that time out of your precious day to understand them and how you can help them feel more comfortable in the office. Because then
we started off by saying that everybody's afraid to go to the dentist. Nobody wants to go to the dentist anymore.
No.
Well, you know, the truth is, dentistry is not painful like it used to be. Growing up, I was scared to death to go to the dentist. Yeah, because they didn't have Novocaine or didn't give you Novocaine as freely as, you know, or some other pain thing. And they'd be drilling into your, you know, the nerve of your tooth, and you'd be, you know, it was terrible.
Yeah.
It's not that way anymore. Yeah. And I think it's really wrong for people to have the attitude that, gee whiz, going to the dentist is terrible, and they're scared to do it. There's no reason for that anymore.
Well, kind of, Doug. See, and that's where, kind of like how you were talking about historically, even as when you were a child, things have changed a lot. You have to remember, as children, this is where my coaching comes in, helping those patients and even for staff members, because they're also patients, helping them to relate to each other is crucial, because historically, people are still, you know, if they did have a traumatic experience, sometimes it is hidden away. Like, the mind is an amazing thing. And it might be, you know, so that trauma keeps coming up. And that's why they don't want to go to the dentist. But if you have somebody who is skilled and can talk them through it and have the patience to understand and relate to them, that makes all the difference. Because then they feel heard, they feel respected, and they feel safe. They don't feel like you're just going to rush through whatever you have to do, and they don't feel like a number. It's making them feel like you genuinely care about the treatment that you're going to be doing. And that's
By the way, from your experience, I was going to ask you, how would you say the dental industry has changed over the years? You've been involved with it for, you know, more than 20 years worked in the dental offices. Have you seen a lot of changes? And if so, what were the
biggest
things you've noticed? Like,
well,
what?
Like just things like with rubber dams. Like, well, oh my gosh, or gloves. When I first started, there were still some dentists who weren't even using gloves. And so, and then masks were, they were recommended, but it wasn't a mandatory thing. There were lots of dentists who weren't wearing them. So things like those protocols, rubber dam, there's still some dentists who use them on a regular basis, some who don't. Shifts like that, the shifts have really been as well more patient focused. And when I say that, I'm not lumping everybody into one pot. Some dentists are like, everybody's different, everybody's unique. So I don't want people to think that this is I'm just generalizing here. It's like there's some dentists who are right on top of, you know, understanding and taking that time out, but then there's others who seem to be I don't want to say anxious about it, but like I said, they might be a new grad for whatever reason that's going on in their life that has nothing to do with the patient, but unfortunately it might come to the office and the patient will feel it. And so that's where some of that atmosphere comes from. And so it's being able to like dismiss it a little bit and to allow people to, anything that has happened historically, when you're talking about the attitudes and things like that, it has gotten better. But in my opinion, it could get better quicker and in a different way than what it is right now. Because as we also said, is that the dentist is busy trying to run the practice or, you know, allocating staff members to do certain jobs. But they can't do everything. And unfortunately, they take on too much of that role.
Well, let's point out some of the other things you do. I know you work a lot with dentists, and I should point out, I mean, you are a certified life coach. You're a CBT, that's a cognitive behavior therapist, whose moral beliefs and the regulation of the coaching industry are truly ethically sound. And you're a current, you're a member of the Association of Coaches. You're recognized worldwide. That organization is. And you point out that you've been trained by some pretty amazing coaches, and you include on that list Tony Robbins. He's one amazing individual, isn't he? No question.
Oh, he's awesome. Not personally Tony Robbins himself, unfortunately, like one of his team members. But yeah, no, he's an awesome. He's so inspirational. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, when you're not, you know, you don't just work with dentists. Dentists is, in dentist offices is one of your areas of specialty. But you also help other people who need help. And I'm wondering what areas would people come to you for your coaching, your coaching practice, individuals. People, talk to me about who comes to you for that area. How would you describe that?
Professional people who feel like they're in toxic, like they're stuck in toxic environments. And that could be people who are professionals or on a personal level. And I help them to understand that there's always a choice. And then some people might reply, well, no, sometimes there isn't a choice. But I would argue with that yes, there is always a choice. And I am very confident saying that because I've been there. I've been in that situation where you feel like you're stuck in that corner and you there's no way out, whether it's financially or personally or in your marriage or whatever it happens to be. there's always a way. And even if there's a tiny, tiny baby step towards that way out, it's still progress. So people that I work with are professional men and women, mainly between the ages of 30 and 60 or 70, who, like I said, feel like they're stuck. And they, and the thing is, it's good to have a baseline of wanting to improve and being able to make yourself accountable to take those steps. Because ultimately, I'm here to guide you through, but I can't do the heavy lifting for you. And that's a Tony Robbins
quote.
That's so well
put. Yeah, no question about that. And one other aspect I wanted to point out, you've contributed to a book called called Mom Magic, which sounds like it's pretty, it's an amazing book. Tell me a little bit about that. It's a guide for mom, right?
I was a single parent for most of my kids' lives. And so it's a stepping stone for me before my story comes out in the springtime. But so Mompreneur is basically about kind of understanding your work-life balance as a professional mom. It's been awesome. There's 17 authors, and we've all come together. And we, like my chapter in particular is called There's No Challenge Too Big, Bring It On. So, because, you know, life is a challenge. And I finished, So like I said, you know, it's rather than feeling like you're stuck into a corner, there's always a way out.
And then your book is coming out. You talk about in the spring. What's that about? What's it called?
That will be my story. It's basically about how my dental career played a significant role in my life, because while I was in my role as a dental assistant, oh my gosh, so much happened. I had my children. I became a single mom. I remarried. I divorced. I remarried again.
Oh my gosh.
And so So that's why when you talk about being, you know, in a position where, you know, you feel like you're stuck, I can truly say, you know what, there's always a way out. And keep in mind, I worked very, very hard at joining the committees that I had to and making sure that, you know, the kids were always involved. I worked for some amazing dentists. And you know what? They were a significant role in my life in different parts, some better, some worse. But it's all learning curves. And the dentistry field, which is why I focus a lot on the dentistry part of it for coaching and consulting, because I want to pass on my expertise. And joining, I was on the executive board actually for 6 years as well, because I thought by doing that, I thought maybe I could, you know, encourage the changes in the dental field a little bit quicker. But that didn't happen. So I'm not as patient as I need to be.
Yeah, it's taking time. You have a great website that gives us a lot of information on all the things you're involved in. Let me point it out. It's called guidedjourneycoaching.ca. That's for Canada. guidedjourneycoaching.ca. If you go there, you'll find out, you know, all this information about Pauline Gruet, who is our guest, and how to get in touch with her. There's information right now on the mom book, and I guess you'll have it on, you know, when your book comes out on your book. Have you settled on a title yet? Because that's very important.
My story.
Right? My story. Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
and we hope that'll be out in the spring. In the meantime, let me just ask you a few other things here. You know, I sometimes ask folks if they have any success stories of people they work with, or dental offices in your case that you've worked with. How would you answer that? Or do you have any stories that, you know, that would be considered a success story?
Oh, there's lots. There's lots. My focus was mainly on my focus is mainly on TMJ and ortho, and like braces and your jaw joint. And so the biggest thing that I loved is working with the kids and having them come in, and self-esteem might be low, but doing things like fixing their smile and seeing them every month on a regular basis, seeing them grow, and not just their teeth, like not just fixing their mouth. It changes their whole posture. It changes their whole outlook and their confidence, because many times I would have them in the chair and, you know, we have a conversation just like you and I are having. And I have actually had people, my kids were in hockey and of course, very Canadian. And so I actually had a patient come up to me and thank me for helping her, you know, because she needed a little bit of help with, you know, just basic brushing and things that she didn't get at home. Home life was hard. And I really encouraged her to just those little things as a teenager, you know, showering, you know, things like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And
right.
So encouraging the kids. That's a big success story for myself. The other big success story is working with the dentists would be when people are coming in and they just feel like there's no hope. They feel like their teeth, their mouth is so bad and there's so many things wrong. But helping them understand it's not as bad as they might seem. And there's always a way out. And so helping with that treatment plan and then seeing at the end of the day, reaching those goals and just having those smiles, you know, it changes a person. It really, truly does.
It changes
does.
Their
and
life.
That's why
a smile can change
it
their
does.
Life, can't it? I mean,
it
really,
does.
When you think about it.
Yeah, you know what? A smile is one of the first things people notice. And
that's right.
When you're going into that job interview and they see your wonderful smile and that you're happy, you're, you know, it says a lot about you, whether you take care of yourself. It shows a lot. So, yeah, those are definitely success stories. There's lots of them.
I'm sure you have many of them, and you should make a list of them down, because I'm sure it probably would surprise you. But really, bottom line, going to the dentist is really critical to your overall health. So, yeah, everybody has to know that, and I'm sure you emphasize that when they come in, you know, to the offices. Seeing a dentist is
definitely critically
important, right?
No, it totally is. People don't realize how it can affect your overall body if you're diabetic or even something as simple as, I know people don't like flossing, but you know what? Unfortunately, it's a necessary evil. It's not enough just to be brushing, but flossing as well. And I will be the first to admit I was not a flosser. And then my wonderful husband, who is a dedicated flosser, part of why I loved him, you know, he made sure I was consistent. And so, yeah, so, I, so
you,
I'm,
you, floss.
You know, again, I'm, oh, yeah, I do now.
I'm kidding. No,
but, you know,
it is. I know. And you're right. A lot of people don't do it. It's difficult. Well, look, there's so many things to learn from you. And I know that you know, the dentist you work with now, and I'm sure you work with numbers of them, can really benefit from background, coaching experience, and being a consultant for them. So you're into something that's rather unique. You know, there aren't many people like you. You know that?
I do know that. And this is another reason why I'm doing it, because like we said at the beginning, there are other consultants that are in the field. You know, lots of them talk about numbers. They forget about the whole gamut of it. And
let me give
so
you one more
site
out again
line.
Before we go off. We got to go off. It's Guided Journey Coaching. Okay, guidedjourneycoaching.ca. That's important for me to get off for you. Our guest has been Pauline Gruet. Pauline, thank you. Really appreciate your taking the time. Ran out of the clock, says we got to get out of here. So it's been
delight
talking to you. You'll be back again on December 1st at 12 noon to continue your story. So thanks, and we look forward to having you back. Okay?
Thank you, Doug. It's been a pleasure.
You are welcome.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That's it, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time. Till then, take care, and bye for now.